Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us now on the line, we welcome Janine Sachs, registered dietitian. Janine, good afternoon to you. Thank you for taking the time to join us on today's show.
Only a pleasure.
Great to have you on board, Janine. And as I mentioned, as I introduced our talk section, our foods to eat before and after the fast of Yom Kippur. Well, over to you. What can you recommend for and against?
Okay, so I think, first of all, never mind food. If you're in Joburg, we're all gearing up for a very hot Yom Kippur. But generally, the most important thing is definitely to be well hydrated.
Right.
So focus, if you haven't started yet, focus on getting both your water intake up so that you go into the fast well hydrated, but also you need to cut back on a high. If you're having a higher caffeine intake, you need to start cutting back so that you're not dehydrated. Same story with alcohol. So no one should be binge drinking tonight.
Sure, of course.
Because, So priority definitely is to be well hydrated before the fast.
Janine, if I can just come in there. Sorry to interrupt you. When you mentioned water, I've heard quite a number of arguments going on between still water and sparkling water. Is there any difference?
There's no difference, no. It's, you know, and I think the priority is to actually drink water that you're going to enjoy and can tolerate. Not everybody likes. So whether it's hot water or cold water or sparkling or still, just make sure you get it in.
Okay. Yeah. And what else should one be mindful of?
So then, I think be mindful of having a nice, well-balanced diet tomorrow, being the day before the fast, meaning don't leave any food groups out. Your fats are there to sustain you. Your carbohydrates definitely help fill and sustain you. I would make a point of trying to choose low glycemic index carbohydrates, especially the pre-fast meal. So, for example, you could do baby potatoes, or you could do some quinoa, or sweet potatoes, so pre-fast. And then with your proteins, just try to keep them well-flavored in terms of herbs, but be careful with too much salt, again, focusing on thirst and hydration.
Okay, so let's look at vegetable choices and dairy. I now have thrown two aspects at you. Let's go through vegetables first. And of course, quantity. Sorry to do this to you, Janine, but I guess that's also important prior, before and after.
Sure. So, look, in terms of quantities, I would stick with the usual quantities you're having at mealtimes that keep you satisfied and full. You don't go and overstuff yourself, or you're going to arrive at the fast just feeling, as I say, overstuffed. So stick with your normal quantities that your body's used to.
Okay.
But it's ideal to have small, frequent meals tomorrow. So not just wait for the pre-fast meal where you're arriving at that meal starving. Rather break it down into at least a breakfast, lunch, and you're going to be having an early dinner. And then your fruits or dairy can help with snacks in between. So you could have some fruit and yogurt as a snack, or some vegetables dipped into like a guacamole or hummus, just to keep you going. So it's not too heavy a snack, but just something to keep you going,
Janine,
so that you still got room for the next meal.
Okay, so I'm so sorry. I thought you had broken up. I thought you had completed your sentence. I'm so sorry to have interrupted you. But now, are there any specific vegetables and fruits which one can take in during this time?
So I wouldn't worry too much about which ones you're having. Again, it's just about having a good balance on your plate. Mm-hmm. There are some fruits and some vegetables that vary in terms of their glycemic index score. So if you're looking at vegetables that you want to try be part of your meal that are going to help sustain you, it's better to go for more of the greens. They'll just help fill your plate, but not and they're often water-based vegetables, so they sort of not helping a little bit with hydration. As opposed to the more orange vegetables would be a bit higher in the glycemic index, so not as sustaining. I would rather have pre-fast a sweet potato than a pumpkin or butternut or carrots. But if you're having a balance and a variety on your plate, it doesn't really matter. So if you've got the luxury of having lots of color, a variety in terms of color vegetables, it doesn't matter. Just keep it varied.
Okay.
And Yeah, with fruit, generally the fruits that's in season at the moment, all is good to have. Again, fruit is water-based, it's giving you a little bit of liquid, and it's there either just to give you a little bit of, like, hit your sweet spot after the meal, or carry you from meal to meal if you're using it as a snack.
I take it the same goes for, I know we glanced over dairy products very quickly. We talk about cheese and butter and cottage cheese and things like that. How should one deal with those specific products?
So they could be part of your breakfast or your lunch. Traditionally, people tend to have a meat-based meal and pre-fast, but it doesn't have to be. If you're vegetarian or you want fish, you can definitely just make sure you're getting a source of protein with your carbohydrates.
Okay.
But the dairy, yeah, just based on traditional, it might be. And also knowing that you've got an early heavy meal coming up, you could go for a dairy-based lunch, and that could be part of your breakfast as well.
Okay, Janine, we're going to have to wrap it up there, but very quickly, how can anybody get hold of you if they just want to clarify any dietary, shall we say, needs at this point in time? Just very quickly, where can they get hold of you? Is there a specific website?
Yes, I do have a website, www.jsaxdietitian.co.za.
Right.
And it's dietitian with a C.
Okay.
Yeah. Now they can do that. Well, my email is jsacks@icon.co.za.
Okay. jsaxdietitian.co.za. Janine, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on today's show, just to give us some indication as to what would be appropriate to consume as we approach the fast of Yom Kippur. Janine Sachs, registered dietitian.